Second half of session underway now with just 7 weeks to go as we record this. A lot of things to do with a short amount of time.
There is a lot going on. You're right, it is halfway through the session, so the citizens will be safe here shortly. We'll be out of here and can't do them any harm. So that's something I sometimes look at, in all honesty. You have to be careful what we do up here. But this has kind of been an uneventful week in a lot of ways. You know, we're spending some time on the flood up in northwest Missouri where it was drought last year and what's going on. And everybody's got their own opinions about whose fault it is or whatever, but call Mother Nature and there's really no fault there. And some people are critical of the Corps, others are not. The people that really on the inside that know are not being critical of the Corps what they did. But thank goodness it doesn't affect our area right now. Hope we don't get involved in the flooding this spring like we did a couple years ago. But something that's taken us a long time to do this week, I was glad that Senator from Green got Haley's bill approved, and that's Haley's law. Just in the Senate side, but this little girl that was kidnapped and took so long to get Amber Alert effective. It was like 2 hours after she was kidnapped, and by that time, the person that had done it had killed her and wasn't a pleasant situation. Her grandma's a friend of mine and family's in Webster County where I'm from. So it looks like we're on the right road for that. Had a couple of what we call consent bills, the bills you pass that have effect, but they don't cost the state any money and they're non-controversial, they're nonpartisan. So we've cleaned quite a few of those off the calendar this week and I had three of those. And one of them dealt with just ensuring parties are notified when their rights to object to relocation of a child subject in a custody or visitation agreement. It wasn't a big deal, but it was if you've ever been affected by that. And it's just a common sense way of taking care of it. It won't cost anybody any money. Senate Bill 179 that stopped wasting money and filing and duplication. They did away with a lot of duplication. Have to file duplicate copies of things. And with the world we live in now, and we've got our internet service, and they have record retention better than they've ever had. So just saving people a little bit of money. Had a couple of the little minor bills that just kind of brought common sense. Had one just today that changed license renewal on travel trailers, which is not a big deal. Changed the date from May to June, I think it is. That's not a big deal, but if you're a snowbird and you go south in Florida and go down there in November, then you're faced with renewing your plates from down there. And so this kind of takes that out of there and changed the date on that. Had a bill concerning ambulance service, how expensive it is, air ambulance, and trying to make it easier for the person using it to make sure the bill's paid and make sure they negotiate with him and he's not stranded out there on his own. So that was kind of a big thing. And Real ID, want to remind people to take with them a birth certificate when they go, proof of residency, or they use a passport, something of that. They've got to have some ID to show them to make sure they get that done, not just their previous driver's license. Save a trip from home. Just a lot of other things going on, but nothing major at this time. We took up a couple tort reform bills, discussed them for several hours, and laid them over. It's somewhat customary to this time of year, but we're starting to get into time bind. Budget's been pretty well passed out of the House, I think, now. So it'll come over the Senate. We had a supplemental. We took care of it. We're going to go in negotiations with the House on them. So we'll see where that goes, but the budget's going to be the big thing right now. And so being on the budget committee for the past, I don't know how many years, long time, means lots of early mornings, lots of late nights, and negotiating and seeing where this almost $30 billion goes. It's just incredible how much money it is and the amount of money it takes to run the state and the amount of times you have to say no to people, the things you'd really like to see that you know would be good. That's kind of where we're at.
Another aspect of the job is the differing boards and commissions.
It is, and I've been, by luck and by having good candidates, had some really, really good appointments. Mike Pace, the Highway Commission, which has always been a really valuable appointment, lots of competition for it. And just this week, I had before the committee Mary Shedd on the board of K-12 State Board of Education. She's not confirmed yet, but we've had the hearing that went extremely well. We've had Maynard Wallace before that on that, who did a great job. There's just lots. We have Tim Bean from West Plains as a fire marshal, and he had to go through the same process. I would remind any citizens, if they're interested in it, to go to the governor's website and see what the committees are, and then see if they want to apply for one, and then make application through the governor's office, and then let me know when they do that. And so if we get the opportunity, we can possibly maybe get something done with them. But that's the proper way to start it. We need people to volunteer their services. Most of these are unpaid boards. You get paid maybe mileage coming to Jeff City or wherever you might meet. Some of them take a lot of time, but it's extremely important for people to volunteer their time and to get good people on there. So we'd encourage people to do that and follow that procedure and see if we can't get some more people on there from the district.